Surai News, I'm Ding Lulu. The United Nations has condemned the latest bombing in the Russian city of Volgograd. At least 14 people have been killed after a blast tore through a trolley bus during the morning rush hour on Monday. The deadly attack comes just a day after a female suicide bomber blew herself up at the city's main train station, killing 17 and injuring 45 others. Meantime, the White House has denounced the twin terrorist attacks. The Obama administration says it would welcome closer cooperation with Russia in its security arrangements for the upcoming Sochi Winter Olympic Games. The International Olympic Committee also says it remains fully confident in Russia's ability to protect the forthcoming Winter Olympics. Authorities in Xinjiang say order in the city of Kashgar has returned to normal following a terrorist attack on a police station in the city on Monday. Local police say a group of 9 militants launched an early morning attack on a local police station in the city, wielding knives and explosives. The insurgents managed to torch a number of police cars before being confronted by armed authorities. In the end, 8 of the insurgents were shot and killed. One was captured alive. None of the local police officers were hurt. Local authorities in Kashgar say the group, led by 2 known militants, had been gathering and planning the assault since August. The Chinese government is ruling out any diplomatic contact with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for the time being. The Chinese side is also demanding Abe apologize for visiting the Yasukuni Shrine. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Shinzo Abe's visit to the Yasukuni Shrine has seriously damaged bilateral relations, suggesting Abe has been playing double-dealing with tricks since taking office. The U.S. State Department has issued a new statement saying the U.S. government is disappointed at Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's visit to the Yasukuni Shrine. The State Department says Abe's move exacerbates tensions with Japan's neighbors. U.S. side says it hopes Japan and its neighbors will find a constructive way to deal with sensitive issues from the past. Authorities in northern Nigeria say a total of 63 insurgent fighters have been killed in a number of operations. The Nigerian military has been launching the assaults against members of the Boko Haram militant sect. In one assault, using both air and ground operations, 56 Boko Haram members were killed in an assault on one of their camps near the town of Bama in the northeastern state of Borno. The Nigerian military has been launching coordinated raids on the suspected Boko Haram camps for the last couple of months in an effort to drive the group out of their strongholds in the region. With much of Germany waiting to hear any news about the condition of Formula One legend Michael Schumacher, concerns about his health are being expressed at the highest levels in the country. A spokesperson for German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she was extremely dismayed upon hearing about Schumacher's accident. Schumacher remains in critical condition in hospital in Grenoble, France, after suffering a serious head injury while skiing with his family on Sunday. The 44-year-old fell and hit his head on a rock while skiing in the French Alps, suffering a severe head trauma. He also required surgery to repair the damage to his brain. Schumacher remains in a medically induced coma as doctors try to reduce the swelling in his brain. Doctors treating the F1 legend say it's still too early to predict what the outcome will be. The National Audit Office is reporting various levels of government here in China have built up debt totaling around $3 trillion as of this past summer. The state auditor says total debt directly shouldered by the central and local governments stood at 20.7 trillion yuan as of June. This represents an increase of around 67% from 2010's debt levels. The Chinese Academy of Sciences is suggesting the lion's share of the blame for Beijing's smog problem has to do with industrial polluters. A new study suggests secondary inorganic aerosols, namely sulfates and nitrates, are responsible for 26% of Beijing's PM2.5. This is followed by industrial production and coal burning at 25% and 18% respectively. The study says the heavily industrialized provinces around Beijing also add to the pollution problem in the capital. And that's the latest from Surai News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.